We're all set?
Yeah, we're set.
Lines are open?
No, they're not. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many people?
You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, April 10th, 2020. This is a continuation of the emergency management meeting for the Town Council of Curry Beach. May I have a motion to continue the meeting?
Make a motion to continue the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Chief Bowden, if you would let us know anything today or anything we need to consider for the weekend.
No new updates. We'll continue to do what we've been doing, riding the beach and checking the parks and stuff, and make sure everything's still closed and people are abiding by what they're supposed to. So that's all I have for now.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything.
Nothing for administration, Mandy? Okay.
No, not yet. Not today.
Is Jimmy on the phone?
Public Works, Jimmy?
Well, it is a holiday. Okay, Jimmy, there you go.
Yes, sir, I have no new updates.
Okay, any special things we need to be concerned about for the weekend, or everything normal?
Yes, sir, everything's normal on our end.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Mayor, I did help with one of the lifeguards. We picked the barricades up. They had blown over down at the pier today. They might need some more sandbags on.
Jimmy, can you pass that on to the person you've got working tomorrow morning doing the checks?
Yes, sir. I'm sure will.
Thank you. If they need help, I'm sure the fire department will be glad to help them if they need a hand for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Nikki, are you on?
She's on.
Do you have Nikki?
Star 6 if you were trying to talk to us.
She's unmuted.
Okay.
Okay. How about Chief Kennedy? All right. Any other department heads online? All right. It is a, we are officially closed, so.
Yeah, that's all I'm on for. For the finance department, nothing new to report.
That was all.
Oh, thanks, Arlen. Okay. Earlier today, we had a discussion with the county and all the mayors, and David, Commissioner Hagler, our emergency manager, and I took that call, and I'll let David talk to the meeting.
Yeah, so it was a leadership discussion for the county. As people on the call and all the commissioners know, the county initial state of emergency expires Monday at 5 p.m., so they were getting inputs from all the towns. For all the citizens on the line or the citizens that have sent emails to the council, the mayor did a good job of synthesizing all the inputs that we've received on all the actions that have been taken so far during this event. So all of those issues, whether it's concerns about the tennis courts, the dog parks, the boat ramps, the beach strand, actions that have been taken with stores or with restaurants, all the inputs that we've received via email or public comment during this period was passed on by the mayor and myself to the county for their consideration for their actions on Monday. So, and the other mayors and representatives from the other towns, both Wilmington and the Riceville and Carolina Beach, all discuss openly their inputs from their citizens and their concerns. So the county has that information. They're working through their process now of what they're going to do about their state of emergency. Our understanding is they're going to have a public announcement, which may already be out. I looked for it, but I haven't seen it yet, that they would be making formal recommendations and taking action Monday sometime. So at this time, there is no change from the county perspective, but we do expect something Monday, and I would look for their announcement to see exactly how they phrase that. I think that's the best I have for an update.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yep. So for this weekend, there are no changes for the weekend, but on Monday there will be new orders that come out. Any questions from council?
Nikki texted me. She couldn't get her phone done. She couldn't get it unmuted. She had to have an update.
Oh, Nikki. Okay,
yeah,
she texted. All right. Okay. No updates. We did get the signs out that were expected this week, so they've been posted. Joseph?
Nothing?
No. Okay. How about you, John?
No.
All right, so this meeting was relatively short, and I know we have a few people on the line, but we will open it for questions. And I think the people on the line have been pretty faithful, and they know the drill, name and address.
Hi, this is Thor Bone on Settler, please.
Okay, thank you. How can we help?
During the discussion today with Kimmy, you talked about whether or not they're going to extend them. Is there any talk of tightening the restrictions further than they are?
So there were discussions both ways. It wasn't really clear exactly where the county's leading. That's why when we close this meeting, or when we whatever it's called. Continue this meeting. We'll continue. Yeah, I was looking out the three people in the audience. When we continue this meeting, we'll continue it to Monday afternoon if there's any response that the town needs to take. From the public health input, the actions that have been taken are doing exactly what we want. And all the models that they talked about both yesterday and today were that the hospitals will not be out capacity based on what's happening and what we're seeing. So if you look at the actual day-to-day counts, really it's not going up exponentially at this point in New Hanover County and the surrounding counties. It's been onesie-twosie, which is good. That's exactly what we want. So the sense of the meeting, without any commitment, because the county still has to do their process, but the sense that I got from the meeting, I'll let the mayor say, is that there would not be any additional tightening at this point, but they still have to do their process. So we can't say that's exactly what will come out, but that's the sense I got. Realize there are only two commissioners there because we couldn't have a quorum. So it was more a frank discussion for them to get input. But the input from the towns were the actions that were taken. Some of them, the feedback was the citizens were requesting relief from, specifically tennis courts and dog parks, and others, it was more a mixed bag where we had a lot of inputs from citizens that wanted tighter on some of the people being around and some of the activities that are going on around the different municipalities. So the county got a lot of information that they got to work through, and then staff will recommend to the council, and they'll take action on Monday. I hope that answered the question without committing to anything, because that's all I can do right now. Sorry about that.
Yes, it did. My concern was that they said, okay, we did good, let's loosen everything up now. And that, to me, would be the wrong direction. So I wanted to just console myself with the fact that they realized that this is the least we can do is what we're doing now.
The whole reason that we're having this success in not having very many cases is because of the work that everybody is contributing to, which is our social separation, and the things that are closed. So you keep doing a good job, and we will all get back together and get everything back right the sooner than if we don't take the controls here. Now, the cases are still going up, but they are going up at a very low number. But nobody can tell what the future will bring. And everybody will be conservative until they have a better feeling on how things are going. So that's about the best we can do right now. There's a lot of stuff on the plate. There'll be a lot of discussions over the weekend and Monday morning. And people will use their head. They'll think about the implications of the actions. What happens if something opens? What happens if it stays closed? And they will err on the side of prudence. So I don't think you're going to see any major changes. Nothing major. I can't say there won't be any, but I don't see that there'll be anything major.
Yeah, that was the sense of it that we got anyway. We'll see how it turns out.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Any other questions?
Hi, Matt Martinson, real quick.
Yes.
I just recommend you guys to do the breakdown.
Ma'am, you talked so fast we didn't understand you.
Thank you for a great job.
Oh, thank you. John understood. The Air Force guy understood.
The Air Force got it.
As bad radio as they have in the Air Force.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. It's appreciated. And you guys are doing a good job, too. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Nicholas Crickett, Curie Village Way. Just wanted to give you a slightly different perspective. Since I have been working in China for the last 18 months. But I've been quarantined in Curie Beach now for 11 weeks. I want to compliment you and the whole Curie Beach team for being very professional and making the right decisions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is appreciated. These decisions are made as a team. We did not go with proclamations. We are doing it by resolutions, which means that everybody on the council gets their say and everybody on the council gets their vote and represent all of you. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. Thanks for the advice and the input. Any other questions about the weekend? Since there are no more questions, I would wish you all a safe holiday weekend. I know it's a holiday that we normally spend a lot of time with our families. This one's going to be a little different for all of us. Any comments from the commissioners, John?
Unless you want to pray for a motion for continuing.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good thing to add. So we have a motion.
To continue our emergency planning on 5 o'clock Monday.
Second.
Okay. So continuance for Monday, 5 o'clock. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second.
We don't need to do it earlier since it's expiring at 5?
No. Aye. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you all. Have a good holiday.